Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and I am here at 117 South Pineapple Avenue in Sarasota, Florida, with my friend and coworker Andrea Ginsky, and we're going to be talking about books that deal with breakups, divorce, or relationship struggles. How's that?
Yeah, relationships got to rise.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. So the first one I'm going to talk about is called Community Board by Tara Conklin. And I feel like it's sort of an underdog of books. It's been here for about a month or so.
It's true.
And it hasn't
really sold.
Anywhere. And I think it's a really cute, light read. So it's perfect, like, beach book. It deals with a woman whose husband leaves her for a young coworker that he works with. And she feels bad. And so she decides, I'm going back to New England. I'm going to stay with my parents for a while and regroup. And she gets there, and no one's home because her parents had decided to go to Arizona to start a new life. So the house is sort of like, they still own it, but nobody's there, and it's sort of weird. So she starts living off their food that they had kept in the pantry for, like, emergencies or apocalypse or something. And so she just holes up in this house and just wears, like, sweatpants. She paints the room black that she grew up in. Like, she's in total depression mode. It doesn't sound funny, but it is funny.
Well,
the way
made
she
made me laugh when right, you right. talk about it.
Because it's so extreme, right? And then she starts reading this community board. And I don't know if you read Next Door.
Occasionally.
Yeah, but it's such so silly. And this community board has those type of posts, like the craziest things, like,
yeah.
You know, looking for, you know, someone to paint my ceiling with hieroglyphics, or, you know what I mean, like, just ridiculous thing. So she gets involved with an artist who's trying to build, like, a playground and all this stuff. So it's just a really sweet, cute read, and anyone from New England would like it. And she does keep getting calls from her mother, who's sort of like, tra-la-la-la-la, we're having a great time in Arizona, not really recognizing her daughter's crisis. So it's kind of, it's just funny to read. It's just
yeah.
a good poop. And I would think if you did really have someone leave you for someone else, you might feel a release from reading this. Like, you know what I mean? Just like laugh at the absurdity
right.
of life sometimes
True.
When you're dealt lemons, right? So anyway, Community Board by Tara Conklin.
Well, because you said that this is one, a book that's fairly new and hasn't really taken off, I'm going to start with The Half Moon by Mary Beth Keane, because she wrote Ask Again Yes, which was this great family story, and I thought that The Half Moon was going to be really popular, but it also is kind of sitting there, and I loved it. And it's a story about a couple who have lots of problems. They get together when they're pretty young, and then she gets pregnant and they decide to get married, and then she has a miscarriage. So they start off a little uncomfortable, but they love each other. But then they keep trying to get pregnant and they end up having to go to infertility doctors. And you know, I've read a couple of books lately that have this in them, that experience, and it costs so much money and it's so much stress that it does eventually, it's, you know, if you're unsuccessful, couples
right.
often fall apart through all that. So, but this is, it's not a sad read at all. So, but while the book takes place, through most of it, they're separated. And I don't want to ruin the story by telling you whether or not they get back together again. But the woman, Jess is actually lives with somebody else for a little while.
Hmm.
Malcolm is alone and he runs a bar and they're trying to have their lives. And it's a great read. And if you like relationship books and you like restaurant stories and their parents are in there, you know, they're mm-hmm. in actually the town where they both grew up. So they have a lot of history and friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good book. And it definitely has to do with the stress of
infertility
and having money problems.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I think that's a real issue that a lot of people don't feel comfortable talking about either. So
right.
it's probably a good book for
yeah,
those.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Okay, great. All right. The second one I'm going to talk about hasn't come out yet. It's coming out soon. I think it's July. It's called Hope, a Novel by Andrew Ridker. And he did actually write The Altruist. I looked up his website. He's only written one other book, which got pretty favorable reviews. I haven't read The Altruist, but Hope is sort of like Jonathan Franzen Light. In other words, it's kind of a long family saga, but what I really appreciate about his writing is he's so in depth with like the granular things that happen to people on a daily basis. And I really respect that. I haven't read many writers that you're like, wow, how did he think to put that in there? I mean, it's just really amazing. It zeroes in on a family of four, and the parents split up. She decides she is a bisexual and so lives with a woman. And how her daughter finds out is kind of shocking, and she doesn't tell anyone for years. She doesn't tell her brother. And then it unfolds to what the ramifications are on the kids. The husband is a doctor, and he runs into some malpractice issues. So it's very interesting, and it's sort of like zeroes in on one family member at a time, which I like too, because you really get to focus on their lives and what happens to them. So I appreciate this novel. It's coming out in July. Hope, a novel by Andrew Ritger.
Okay, so the next one I'm going to talk about is called You Could Make This Place Beautiful by Maggie Smith. I might have also mentioned this one before, but this is a memoir that's all about getting divorced.
Okay.
And there's no, I'm not doing any giving away the plot because it starts right off. And Maggie Smith is a poet. She's not the Maggie Smith who's the actress. And it's just, it's one of the best books I've read this year. It's a very painful divorce. The husband has an affair. She finds out about it, and then they end up splitting up. There's two kids who are young, you know, in like elementary, I think the little boy's in elementary school, the daughter is in junior high school. It also takes place, like she lives in the town where she grew up, so there's a lot of history there. But it's also just an exceedingly hopeful book, kind of how you can go through the pain of divorce and learn so much and come out better as a mother and better as a writer.
Wow.
And I just loved it. And the setup is like she poses these questions each chapter, and they're little vignettes. So the chapters are just like 3 or 4 pages. Mm. And it's an easy read, but it's just so moving. And of course, it's a kind of book that occasionally will make you cry, mm-hmm. but it also will make you feel really good too. And
okay.
I just thought it was great. That is You Can Make This Place Beautiful by Maggie Smith.
Okay. The next one I want to talk about is the one you just started, Caros by Jenny Erpenbeck.
Right.
And it's been a couple books ago, but the things that I remember about it, it's about a young woman who falls for an older man.
A lot older.
A lot older.
Yeah.
And it's set in the late 80s before the fall of the German Wall, right?
Right.
Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know much about that point in history. So I sort of read it like, I'm going to learn something about this history, which I did. And we talked earlier before we started recording about how there's a lot of music involved. And I think, doesn't he listen to classical or is it opera?
It's classical. Maybe opera too, but
okay.
I haven't gotten far enough along.
So I appreciated the fact that I had to look up things and sort of learn some things. And it was a very interesting relationship these two have. He's married, so even though there's not really a divorce per se, there's definitely infidelity, which to me, you might as well not be married. So I sort of consider it in this sort of divorce breakup thing because I don't think that's right. But I'm glad I read it because it was challenging, and I think it's good to get out of your own echo chamber and, like, you read all the little things you like all the time or topics you like, and instead just jump into something that you're really not sure, like, what are these people doing?
Yeah,
why are they doing this, you know?
Because I just read 2, like, really sweet family stories. I'm like, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
This is not a family story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I appreciate the fact that she sort of had this time period to sort of show what can happen to people in, like, a crisis time where you've got one guy who's experienced everything from the Holocaust when he was a child up until now, and this young woman who's just starting her life, basically, as a young woman. And how they wound up together, it was like almost reading a mystery because it's like, what are these two people doing together? But I appreciated that weirdness of it all.
Yeah.
And she's so European. The writing is interesting. So I'm glad I read it. That's Caros by Jenny Erpenbeck.
Okay.
And it just came out, correct?
Yeah, it came out yesterday. yesterday.
Okay, great.
Okay, the one I'm next one I'm going to talk about is O. William by Elizabeth Strout. So O. William is a Lucy Barton novel, one of those, and those start with My Name is Lucy Barton, and then there's another one that's more short stories, and then O. William. And William and Lucy used to be married. So this is a story about, and the whole book, they are the main characters. They take a trip together and looking for William's estranged sister. And it's really interesting to me how a divorced couple coming, and they're not really coming back together. He just asks her to go on this trip with him, not because he wants to reconnect as a, he's actually married and her husband has just passed away. But, and it's a really, I like, so what I wrote about it when I read it is actually, they're just totally self-absorbed people, and I didn't really like them that much, but by the end of the book, I just love them because they're just so damaged and self-centered and interesting, yeah. And they had kids together, so, you know, William and Lucy have a lot of kids, and then the next book is Lucy by the Sea, which is also William and Lucy, and that book is actually even better than O. William, but O. William was interesting because they were reconnecting with each other after. So this was a couple who had been divorced, and now they're spending time with each other. It's an interesting relationship.
Okay.
So that's O. William by Elizabeth Strout.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Andrea. This was fun.
It was fun.
Even though breakups are not fun.
I know. I'm glad I'm thinking at the moment I'm done with divorce, but I've been there, and it's no fun.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.